Tom Timlin, the transportation commissioner here in Boston, is here to talk about something new that's come to the city streets. We've already had parking meters in the Back Bay, Tom, with that you can use a credit card swipe through. What's new and different about these meters, and where are they in the city?
Well, these meters, Deb, are they look like the old traditional single head meters, one pole, one meter head or two meter heads on it. What this allows us to do is use new technology where you would normally just only be able to use a quarter. You can now also pay with a credit or debit card. We're piloting these 144 meters out in downtown Boston on Devonshire Street, Cambridge Street, Union Street, and New Chardon. So when you pull up to these meters today, don't be intimidated by them. They'll still take your quarter, but you will also have an option to pay by debit or credit card. And so, these meters are really state of the art. You know, they're solar powered. We have wireless communication. So should one of these meters, for example, should the vault be filling up with coins, or should the credit card payment or the coin slot have some type of problem, the meter can actually communicate directly to our repair shop so that we can send a technician out there to fix that problem immediately.
That's very advanced. Tom, these ones you can, as you say, still put the quarter in, or you can swipe. So it actually reads on the meter like a traditional meter how much time you have, correct?
That's correct. You slide your card in, it will say you have up to 2 hours, and then you can adjust the time to however long you feel that you need to be at that parking meter for. When we introduced the multi-space meters, we saw that well over 40% of our customers were using their credit card, and you can use either credit card or a dollar bill or a coin at those meters. So it just made sense for us to say, well, geez, our customers seem to really like to be able to pay with plastic. So let's see if folks would use this new technology as it relates to single spaces.
So just to clarify, the Back Bay meters that you can also use credit cards in, don't you have to get a piece of paper that you stick in your windshield area?
That's correct. Those kiosks, they'll regulate 8 to 10 spaces, and you have to go up, you pay, it issues you a receipt, which you then stick on your driver's side window. These meters operate or regulate in the same way that the old ones did, but it gives you that different payment option. And we've found that I think a lot of people really don't drive around with the roll of quarters in their pocket anymore. So this is just a way to offer our customers a more convenient way to pay, and then we'll assess the program and see if this makes sense for the city moving forward.
Will it save the city money?
Well, I think, I'm not so sure about the saving money. I mean, the parking meters generate money every day anyways, but it also allows us more efficiency in our maintenance and collection operation. With a meter that tells you when it's broken or tells you when it needs to be emptied of quarters, you don't have to go buy that meter every day because it's talking to you. So this way here, we can deploy our maintenance and repair staff in other areas of the city that may need it. Currently, you'll have our collection and maintenance staff walk down a street to look for a meter that needs attention, a meter that's either out of order or needs to be collected. This way here, the machine will tell them. So it allows us to run a more efficient and proactive organization.
Sounds super, Tom. And thanks for the interview this morning.
My pleasure.